final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
Good evening and welcome to Atlanta Life Radio and the live broadcast of There is Life After Layoff. The opinions expressed on this radio broadcast are for information and inspirational purposes only. Now, as we say each and every week, grab your journal or a piece of paper and pen so you can take notes as tonight's conversation speaks to you. Now, join me in a virtual applause as our show host, Allie, comes on air. Allie, take it away.
All right. Thank you, Mel D, and hello, and thank you, everyone, for joining us for another episode of There is Life After Layoff Radio. I'm Allie, your host, and it's always a pleasure to be your guide as I take this journey of rediscovery and empowerment after being laid off. It has truly been a time of truth and transparency, but most of all, a time of growth in my life. Along with the support of my contributing co-hosts and special guests, who helped to guide the conversation, our goal is to encourage you to explore new and uplifting ways to either discover or rediscover and walk in your life's purpose. The goal is that together we will support one another through this journey. And so that is why I invite you to join in on the conversation with us every Tuesday evening from 7 to 8 p.m. through the Atlanta Life Radio website at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And you can also follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And as always, if you wish to contact us directly, you can do so via email at thereislifeafterlayoff@gmail.com. And please continue to connect and follow us on social media. You will find me on Twitter at AllieWard45, and you can follow Atlanta Life Radio on Twitter at ALR Radio. I'm also on Instagram at hashtag AllieWard45, and on Pinterest you will find me at AllieWard65. And please remember to like us on Facebook. You will find me at There is Life After Layoff, and ALR can be found on Facebook at Atlanta Life Radio. So on behalf of myself and the entire There is Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for listening and for joining us as we share with you our insights into issues related to not only the experience of being laid off, but also related to other life-altering events. So first of all, I want to say welcome back to all of our faithful listeners. You know, as we often talk about on the show, we have to maintain a healthy balance between work and recreation. So we decided that we needed to take some time off to relax, refresh, and rejuvenate, and we're back. So thank you for hanging in there with us. And I also want to take a moment to say hello and welcome back to our executive producer, Mel D. How are you doing, Mel D?
Oh, I'm doing wonderful, wonderful. The time off was, like you said, an opportunity to refresh and renew. So we're back with the vigor and on to more exciting shows. So welcome back, Allie.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, you know, tonight is going to be a special show for me for a couple of reasons. First, because during our time off, I actually reached a major milestone in my life because I actually celebrated my 50th birthday. And you know what? Every time I hear myself say it, I can't help but think, wow, 50? Really? Am I there already? You know, it also makes me wonder, where has all the time gone? And, you know, at any rate, it's all good because, you know, I'm a firm believer that age ain't nothing but a number, and as long as I can still outrun both of my kids, I'm good. So I think I'm okay. You know, having hit this milestone, it also dawned on me that I have probably lived more life than I actually have left. So that's why I wanted to take some time this evening to stop and give thanks and celebrate the life and journey that God has blessed me with. And secondly, tonight's going to be a special show for me because in a moment I'm going to welcome a very special guest to the show who has been a part of my journey from day one. And so, you know, it just made so much sense for me to ask her to join me tonight as we both reflect on our journeys and give thanks. But first, before I welcome her to the show, as always, I just want to make a couple of quick announcements and then we'll get started. If you happen to miss a particular show, you can always catch up on what you've missed through the Atlanta Life Radio website, again at www.atlantaliferadio.com. And it's so easy for you to do that because all of our past recorded shows are available on the programming page in our automatic playing box. So just click on the show you want to catch up on, and it'll start playing for you automatically. And also, we are on iTunes, which is very convenient for those of you who are on the go. All you have to do is just search for Atlanta Life Radio under podcast, and there you will find us. All of our past recorded shows are now available. And after tonight's live show, you will be able to upload it probably within 30 minutes or less after the show airs. So once again, we say thank you for not only continuing to tune into the live show, but also for tuning in to the recorded podcast. And just one more item, I wanted to let everybody know that we are taking your calls this evening. So if you wish to call in and join the conversation, then by all means, I encourage you to do so. I am inviting all of my 50 fly and fabulous crowd to call in and just share with us reflections of your life and your journey, or if you just wanted to share a word on being grateful for your life and what God has blessed you with, you can reach us by calling 347-324-5246 and make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into the on-air host queue. And we will begin taking those calls just after our break at 7:30. So now we are ready to get started, and so it is at this time that I take great pleasure in welcoming to There Is Life After Layoff Radio my big sister, Renee Taylor, a.k.a. Auntie Nene. That's what my kids call her. So thank you for joining me. How are you this evening?
I'm good. Thank you for having me on the show. I'm really looking forward to this opportunity to speak to everyone this evening.
Thank you. You know, tonight's show, as you and I, we talked about the topic, and, you know, it was a pleasure having you here in Atlanta to actually help me celebrate my 50th birthday. So, you know, I think your presence really made all the difference. So I want to take a time to actually thank you for that. And, you know, our show tonight, we decided that we wanted to talk about giving thanks and being grateful for the journey. And, you know, when I look back over my life, I can't help but to think about how grateful I am for God's grace and mercy. But, I also wanted to take some time to celebrate that life and how much I've been blessed, and also for the ability to be able to use my gifts to be able to sow into the lives of others, because without God's grace and mercy, I wouldn't be here now. I wouldn't be able to speak to so many people and encourage so many people and empower and inspire so many people to walk in their life's purpose. So I wanted to ask you, Renee, why do you think it's so important for us to celebrate life and to give thanks from time to time?
Well, Allie, that's a very good question. And you have to look at life as a gift from God every single day.
Right.
Every
right.
day that you open your eyes is like Christmas Day to a little child opening up their Christmas present.
Right.
If you don't take time to smell the roses, you're going to miss out on everything. And you
right.
made a great point earlier. 50 years old, wow, am I already here?
Right.
Life goes by so fast. So it's
yeah.
very important that we take that time to go outside and enjoy the sunset. Call someone up on the phone and enjoy having a conversation with someone. And here's my biggest thing. Tell somebody that you appreciate them.
You
will be surprised how people really love hearing, "I appreciate you." That's what celebrating life is all about. You can't take life for granted.
Right.
When I woke up this morning, that was a gift.
Right.
There was nothing to tell me yesterday that I was going to wake up this morning. That is a gift. So
yep.
it's up to me to take those gifts that I've been given and to move forward with them so I can build my future and help my family build my future, help my friends, my colleagues, people that I come in contact with. Because if you're happy in life and you're celebrating your life, guess what? It becomes infectious. And then all the people around you are now celebrating their life. And they're doing it and not even realizing what happened to them.
Right, right. But you know what, and I was just thinking while you were talking, you know what, you made a good point. Every day that you wake up, you know, it is a gift. But guess what? I made a conscious choice, and what I guess I'm saying all that to say, it's a choice that we have to make each and every day when we wake up, to be happy, to be appreciative, to give thanks, to be grateful. Whatever it is, we have to actually wake up thinking, okay, I'm going to choose to be happy today. It's not anybody else's responsibility to make you happy, but you have to choose to be happy. And like you said, if you choose then to be happy and walk through life looking at life as the glass half full instead of half empty, then like you said, it becomes infectious.
It really does. And not only that, not only does it become infectious, but you will be surprised how so many positive energies will start to come into your being.
Mm-hmm.
You will start to, it's like almost like a magnet.
Mm-hmm.
And what happens is those positive experiences, those positive people start to magnetize themselves to you. Because people
mm-hmm.
want to be around people that are happy. People want to be around people that know how to live life. I had the opportunity this year to take a vacation down to Dominican to watch my best friend get married. Now,
mm-hmm.
anybody that knows me, I'm a homebody. I would have never taken a vacation by myself. But what a wonderful experience, and it was a spiritual experience, and I was able to actually experience the Dominican on such a higher level. Why? Because I was celebrating life. And Allie, let me tell you something. You know what I realized? Up until that time, I had not even been living my life.
That's good right there. That's good. But you know what? And, you know, it sometimes takes like in my case, a layoff, okay, that to me, for most people, that could be a life-altering event or a devastating event in a person's
mm-hmm.
life. And in that moment, I decided that I was going to have peace. I was going to look at it as a positive situation rather than a negative, and I didn't hold on to bitterness, anger, or play the blame game, you know, with the company that I worked for, what have you. Instead, I walked away making the choice and the decision that, okay, there's a greater opportunity out there waiting for me. And I think that, just like you said, to your point, we oftentimes don't really look at life through a positive lens and therefore we don't realize the life that we're living. And so it took you going to the Dominican to really
yes.
to stop and look at the beauty and look at all that was around you and say, wow, look at God's creation, you know.
Yes.
And instead of, you know, taking the trip and just, you know, you really paid attention where you were. And so that's why it became a spiritual awakening for you. And I have to tell you, let you in on a little secret, because when I heard that you were going on this trip, because I knew that you really had not treated yourself and you had not done something like that and normally would not, I was so happy that you were going, and I was praying. I said, God, please let her have a wonderful time. please. I wanted to get in your suitcase and go with you, I was happy that you were going, you know, and that you came away with what I prayed for you to come away from that trip with. So, I was happy for you to do that. And I think we all have to do that from time to time. And if it may not mean that we can go to the Dominican, but, you know, even if you, hey, as far as staying in the city where you live and going to a hotel for a night or a weekend or something, just to relax and enjoy, you know, I think when we do that, then we could walk away from that with a whole new appreciation for life. You know, for the people
really
in
do.
It.
You really do. And you know what? And even if you can't even afford to go to a hotel, what about just taking a walk in the park,
mm-hmm,
taking
mm-hmm.
a walk on the beach? I moved from Florida to Michigan.
Ooh,
I can count
Lord.
On one hand how many times I've been to the beach in Florida. But I tell you what, this past winter, I sure wish I had that beach. It's about taking those things for granted. And because I always said, oh, I can go to the beach because it'll always be there.
Mm-hmm.
Well, God's path
mm-hmm.
led me somewhere else, so
right.
I no longer had the beach. But
right.
I appreciate the beach so much right now. So it's about the little things. You don't have to have a whole lot of money. You don't
right.
have to be a celebrity. You can just be an average person
mm-hmm.
and experience so much in your life. Because each day that you wake up and you put your feet on the ground, you make a decision on how you're going to approach that day, how you're going to change your life, or even change someone else's life. Celebrating
mm-hmm,
your
mm-hmm.
life is not only about celebrating you, but also the celebration of others.
Yeah.
Because isn't that what God wants us to do?
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? I think by my being able to realize that it is my choice and it is not anybody else's responsibility to create the type of day that I have or the outlook on life that I have, but it's my responsibility. I think that, you know, it keeps us humble in a way.
It does.
Because, I mean, you just don't get full of yourself. You know, I just,
mm-hmm.
you know, every day I realize that my choice is going to affect somebody else and can affect somebody else even in either a positive or a negative way.
Right.
And, you know, with being a mom of two small children, I have to really be conscious of that. And, no, I'm not the perfect mom. I don't always say the right things, but I know immediately, and I'm thankful because the Holy Spirit will arrest me immediately to know, okay, you know that wasn't right. You know, go back and fix that or apologize, you know. And I don't have a problem apologizing to my kids. If I know that I've done something wrong, I want them to see, okay, mommy, you know, she makes mistakes too, because I don't want them to grow up thinking, okay, I got to be perfect, because that's not reality, you know. And it's hard with what's going on out here in today's world, because there's so much out there that they can – you know, get into their psyche and get into their mind, and you know what they're watching and what they're listening to, and in school and what have you. So, you know, when they come home, I try to be conscious of what I feed into them or say to them. And like I said, no, I don't always make great choices, or I don't always do everything perfect, but it's okay, because then I know I can seek guidance, you know, from God, or I can ask for forgiveness and then fix it.
Right. But you know what, Allie? We don't live in a perfect world. And
right.
that's why it's important for people to understand how to celebrate life. And I don't know if you remember this or not. When we were growing up,
mm-hmm.
you actually gave me life back. And you mm-hmm. may not understand what I mean by that, and I'll share a little later with you what I mean by that off the air, but
okay.
you gave me life back.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I say each day is a gift as far as waking up, being able to go out and share what God has put in you with the world.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what I mean by that. You got laid off from work.
Mm-hmm.
You could have gone in your bedroom, shut the door, and just gave up on everything.
Mm-hmm.
But you didn't do that. You unselfishly availed yourself to others
mm-hmm.
so you can become a resource to others and share your experience so that they would know it's going to be okay.
Right.
And you know what? That's a celebration of life.
Yeah. Yeah. And for another reason, 2015, not only did it mark my 50th birthday and, 50 years of life, a blessed life, it's also going to mark a major milestone for me professionally, because, as you know, I've been working on this project, this labor of love for a while, and I was stuck for a minute, but through the God's grace and some wonderful people that he has led me to be friends with, and, you know, he always gives you what you need when you need it, I got unstuck. And so now I am so excited about the upcoming publication of my first book, And so, you know, that 2015, it means so much to me in so many ways. And I know that had I gone into my bedroom those couple of years ago and just had a pity party and
right.
not looked at this as a positive opportunity to impact other people's lives who may be going through the same circumstance, I wouldn't be at this juncture in my journey. And, you know, the book is meant to be an extension of everything else that I'm doing, you know, with the blog or extension of the radio show, and giving people stories and real life experiences, and you know, just a practical guide and a very useful resource, full of tools and brief, you know, questions and just something that they can put their hands on. Because I can remember that back when I first got my first initial layoff, many years ago.
I can
remember during that time that there was so few resources out there, and it was just like, you know, you had this cloud over you if you got laid off, and I can remember feeling so alone and like I didn't know where to turn, and people weren't talking about, you know, getting laid off as, like they're doing now. And so I felt like there was nowhere for me to turn, and no one, you know, and because of my self-esteem was in the toilet at the time, I didn't feel like I could reach out and really
right.
talk to a lot of people like there is now. So I thought to myself, I don't want other people to experience what I went through back then, because it took a while for me to get my self-esteem back on track and to get my professional life and career back on track, and I don't want people to go through that. And so I thought, why not put, you know, and God gave me the idea, just as he gave me the idea to write the blog and create the blog, put it all together, put it in a book and offer it to people as a resource. And that's my goal, and that's what the book is purposed to do. So I'm grateful for that, and I'm grateful for, you know, you say I gave you life back, but I have to share with you, and I probably don't say it often enough, but, you know, as my sister, you know, we don't always see eye to eye, and we're not supposed to, you know, because we're two different people. But, you know, truth be told, when we don't, we always know we walk away from the situation, we come back, and then the next time we speak, it's almost like it didn't happen. You know, we don't
right.
hold a grudge. You know, we're sisters. We're not going to agree on everything. You're you, I'm me. But what I have to thank you for is the example that you set for me as far as being a single mother and the sacrifices that you made, because whether you know it or not, it showed me what a good mother looked like. So I want to thank you for
thank
that.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yes.
And, you know, while you were speaking, you know, something came to my heart about something that you said, and you talked about your past and where you are today. And because you are being present now and you learned from your past, you are now building your future.
Wow, that's good. That's good. Yeah. Yeah, it's, you know, it's been a journey of growth, but you know what? I realized that the only way that I was going to grow is if I faced my own truths. It
yes.
wasn't about me pointing my finger at this person, that person, as to why, who, what, when, who shot John, whatever. It was about me facing me in the mirror and understanding and knowing, okay, I need to learn from that. I need to do this differently, and it's okay, God. You know, I got my toes stepped on a whole lot over these last few years, but
mm-hmm.
it was okay because I knew that through that I was going to learn a valuable lesson. I was going to grow, and I was going to be a better person. I was going to be a better wife, mother, sister, friend, whatever, you know. So I think a lot of people have to realize that in celebrating your life, you have to celebrate not only the victories, but also the defeats that you may face. Because
oh,
in those,
so true.
Yeah, in those defeats, guess what? There's something that God might be trying to show you or teach you.
There's always victory. At the end of a defeat is victory. We may not see it that way, but there is a victory. You know, when I shared with you earlier about going to the Dominican and having that spiritual connection, and my heart that had been broken for so long was finally open and healed, you know, to love again and love in a special way. And I see things so differently. And and to have this journey with you, that is so special. There are so many people out there that don't have siblings or may have lost a sibling or a loved one that can't share that life, you know, and want to go back and say, I wish I could have. Well, don't have those moments. Take those moments now and be in the present and celebrate every single moment of your life. It doesn't matter how bad you think it is, because guess what? Your bad day is not as bad as the next person's bad day.
Oh.
And if you even just smile at someone, you may have saved that person's life.
You're right. You're absolutely right. And you know what? Especially, you know, we haven't, I've mentioned this from time to time, but we haven't talked about it tonight. It was especially important for you and I to really continue to maintain the relationship that we have in the face of our, you know, our mom passing away. I think that she, you know, would be proud of how we have stuck together, and regardless of whether or not we agree on everything or what have you, we still, at the end of the day, got each other's back. And, you know, and I always share this with you, and I have, you know, from time to time, I may not always tell you what you want to hear, but I always tell you what you need to know, because I do that out of love, because I feel like I have to be the one person that tells the truth. If you don't have nobody else in your life to tell you the truth besides for God, it has to be me.
That's,
you know, so I always do that out of love. And no, I don't always want to hear what you got to say, but
but it's out of love.
But it's out of love. And I realize that. So, you know, Ma would be really proud of what we've done and how, you know, we've stuck together through thick and thin. And just to sing your praises is how you kind of stepped up to the plate, and you have done such an awesome job of kind of taking the lead and making sure that, you know, family responsibilities, you know, taking care of Daddy and, you know, all of his affairs and everything are in order. So you really have done an awesome job with that. And so, you know, I'm so grateful for you. You know, you were in the position to do that at the time. So to me, that was selfless of you. And there are a lot of horror stories about how, you know, parents are being, you know, neglected and what have you, and not taken care of. And you stepped up to the plate and you did what you had to do. And so I just wanted to tell you thank you for that, because it's not everybody would do what you did.
No, they wouldn't. But you know what? At the end of the day, it's the right thing to do. And everyone should understand that, because, you know, you are given a purpose in life, and you don't know what that purpose is, because our footsteps are already planted.
Yeah,
they're already planted in the sand. So all of this is all planned out, and God is not going to put more on your plate than what you can handle. Although
True.
At times it may seem that way, and you
want
to just go in the towel, you can't do that, because God has your back. And I appreciate you for always being there for me and having my back and always being there for my son, Torrent. You know, he's crazy about his auntie. But, you know, I hope people come away tonight with seeing two siblings, two sisters that really love and care about one another, that support one another, and they get something out of this conversation to see that love can prevail throughout anything.
Right.
Whether
love,
you lost
know what?
Your job,
love
fighting,
covers
whatever.
It doesn't. Yeah, love covers it doesn't expose.
It does not. And when you open yourself up to love, you'll be surprised how the universe and God will give you love back.
Right. And you know what? It's funny that you say that, because in Bible study we've been dealing with Galatians 5 and the opposing ideas of whether or not you walk in the flesh or you walk in the spirit. And so walking in the spirit, of course, means that you're walking in love and the fruits of the spirit. And a lot of people don't realize that if you just have that one thing, that love, it's going to conquer everything, you know.
Yes.
And it comes in, it may be disguised in different ways, but it's going to conquer everything, you know. And so, but people, you know, life's too short, folks. Life's too
short.
It is. You know, so we have to really, like you said earlier, stop and smell the roses and be thankful for everything and everyone that's in our lives,
right,
that's been a part of our lives. So, but
so
you
when
know,
you stop and smell the roses, that means put down the cell phones, put down the iPads, get off Facebook, actually smell the roses. Don't do it
right.
Virtually.
Exactly. Exactly. Pick up the phone, you know. So at this time, you know, we're going to wind down. We're going to pause and take a short station break. But I want everyone, please stay tuned. And when we come back, we will continue with our celebration of life. I'm Allie, your host, and along with my special guest tonight, my big sister, Renee, you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio. So please stay tuned.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. Now with your testimony, God can use you too.
If you are just joining us, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio presents There Is Life After Layoff. We'd like to take this moment to thank each and every listener who has been tuning in and being faithful by tuning into our show each and every week. If this is your first time listening to the show, please share the show information with your friends and family, and please continue to tune in. We'd like to thank our newest sponsor. I'd like to introduce Up to Me magazine to our listeners. You'll be hearing more about our new partner and sponsor very shortly. At this time, if you're interested in learning more about how you can be a sponsor of a show segment or advertise with us, please contact us at 678-856-7603. Please leave your name, a brief message, and contact information, and we'll get right back with you. Again, you are listening to Atlanta Life Radio presents There Is Life After Layoff, and now we return back to our program.
All right, we're back. If you're just joining us, welcome. And you are listening to There Is Life After Layoff Radio at www.atlantaliferadio.com. I'm your host, Allie, and we encourage you to join us every Tuesday from 7 to 8 p.m. And please continue to follow me on my blog at www.thereislifeafterlayoff.com. And if you want to be a part of tonight's conversation, you can reach us at 347-324-5246. And make sure that you press the number 1 to be added into our on-air host queue. So tonight I've had the pleasure of being joined by my big sister, Renee Taylor, as we celebrate life and continue talking about, you know, not taking life for granted and just waking up every day with a smile on our faces and being thankful for the journey that we have both had. So we want to pick up where we kind of left off and continue the conversation. So, you know, we were kind of talking before the break about, you know, just really coming together as family and how life is too short and, you know, how important that is. So
yeah, extremely important.
Yeah, I just kind of wanted to pick up with that, and hopefully we'll have somebody join us, you know, to kind of piggyback on that and just kind of share with us, you know, an experience maybe in their lives or how, you know, how God has just been, you know, great for them and blessed them. And I wanted to share something because it's funny, you know, I celebrated my birthday on 5/15, and to me, when I looked at that, it was 5/15/15, and when I looked at all the fives that were there, I decided to kind of look at what the number five meant biblically or spiritually. And what the significance of that is. So what I found out was that the number five actually symbolizes God's grace and goodness and favor towards humans.
Wow.
To me, that was kind of funny. I was like, okay, really? And I was like, 5, 15, 15, there's a whole lot of fives in there. So I hope that means I got a lot of grace and favor on my life. So to me, that was kind of profound. I was like, okay, what is that all about, you know? So what are your thoughts on just being grateful?
My thoughts on being grateful is there are so many things I can think back on missing out on so much. And what I mean by that is, you know, having those little pity parties, you know, when things didn't go right, and, you know, and not realizing how grateful I was, not for
mm-hmm.
materialistic things, not for, you know, where I lived or how much money I had in the bank or the job I had, but just about who I was as a person. And the
right.
people that I came in contact, people who I can say are true friends in my life, people I have known my entire life, people that left my journey and then come back into my life in a very, very special way and hold a special place in my heart. That's what I'm grateful for. I'm grateful for being able to, my grandfather, our grandfather, Alicia, as you know,
mm-hmm.
lived to be 97 years old, and being able to provide him with, you know, quality of care at the end of his life. You know, those are the things that we should be grateful for. It's the little itty-bitty things. Here in Michigan, we don't get a whole lot of sun. I'm grateful every day that God gives me the sun because it can get very depressing here. So it's about recognizing little things that matter. Because when you can recognize those little things, when God gives you those big breakthroughs, you'll see them. Because they'll be right there, and you'll say, okay, I know that was you, God.
Right.
I know that was you. You know, people talk about they want to experience loved ones. Well, you can have those experiences with loved ones as well, and I'm talking about loved ones that have gone to heaven. It's
yeah.
about being grateful and just being in that moment and allowing them to come back and embrace you. And now, that
right.
may be tough for some audience members to hear, but I've experienced that. So, you know, and I'm grateful for you, Alicia.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you put yourself out there in a very vulnerable position to share your experience and your story with the world. And not everyone can do that. But think about how many people you have touched by doing so, by being
right.
selfless, because mm-hmm. you want to share your journey to help empower them. That's
right.
huge.
Well, you know what? Just tonight I was looking at a video that our pastor, Dwayne, shared. And he doesn't do a lot of that, so I know he felt inspired and led by God to do it. He talked about how even though, you know, all of us have a purpose, but the question is your purpose impacting others? You know,
mm-hmm.
how much of an impact is your purpose, or are you just seeking to be successful for yourself?
Right.
You know, and I thought that was pretty insightful and pretty profound, because a lot of people out there, they have this idea of wanting to be successful, but in that success, how many people are you helping along the way? How many people
right.
are you pulling up with you? Are we still just being crabs in a barrel? You know, which
mm-hmm.
a lot of people, you know, just by looking at the news and looking at some of these shows that are on TV, that there are a lot of crabs in a barrel out there.
Absolutely. And you run into them in corporate America. I know there are a group of women that I have become very, very close with. We have decided we're not going to be those crabs. We're going to pull each other out of that pot and up to, you know, the success. And so we can break through those ceilings and reach our glory, whatever it may be, and bring people along with us. Because
right.
too often in corporate America, there's too much of that backstabbing going on. So it's about, you know, bringing somebody else along. That's what the journey is.
That's what it's all about. That's a celebration of life. If
right.
you can help someone else being successful, guess what? Your life is successful.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? In God's word, he talks about, and I can't quote the exact scripture, but iron sharpens iron. So, you know, let's sharpen one another. And
yes.
and also that opens up brings up another good idea and point. Be careful who you allow to be in your circle. And there, to me, there's a inner circle, and then there's a heart circle. You know,
right.
the heart circle is those people that we love, you know, our husbands and spouses, our, you know, siblings, and those people who we care emotionally about the most. Those are people within your heart circle. Now, oftentimes you can't really choose those people unless, I mean, of course, you choose your husband and, you know, wife, whatever. But as far as, like, family members, you know, you still sometimes have to be careful who you let in that heart circle when it comes to some family members. But, you know, you got to love them from a distance, you know. And that's the truth. I'm just keeping it real. That's the truth. But you also need to be careful who you let in your inner circle.
Yes.
Because not everybody that who you may think is for you is really for you. And there, you know, they may be some opportunists out there who, you know, you think may be for you but are not, you know. So you have to really be careful. But I think God gives us discernment to figure that out. And I pride myself on having, you know, discernment with regards to people. And, you know, to me, if it looks too perfect, if it looks too good to be true, 9 times out of 10, it's not true. You know,
what's the old saying? It quacks like a duck.
Acts like a duck, then it's a duck.
Yes, but you know what? If you have that clarity, you, like you said, Alicia, you made a very valid point. If you have that clarity, when God gives you that sermon, you'll see it, you'll know it, because a lot of people don't have clarity, and God can be knocking on your door and they don't answer.
Yeah.
So it's about having clarity in life, getting rid of that clutter in your life.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
can get rid of the clutter when you enjoy the little simple things. I started doing yoga, the greatest thing that I ever decided to do, because it helps bring that clarity. It helps bring, you know, things that just seem so different for you. And you're able to see, you know, when you people are coming in to harm you versus to help you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, that's definitely you know, true.
Ladies,
yes.
Allie, don't mean to
yes.
disrupt the conversation, but we do have a caller.
Oh, awesome.
Great.
Okay, so if y'all are ready to receive, let's see
sure.
here. If your telephone number ends in 9442, you are on air. Welcome to Atlanta Life Radio. Please say hello so we know you're there.
Well, I am really excited to hear this conversation.
I think I recognize that voice.
Wow. I took a quick trip back down memory lane. I think I'm about 9 years old about now. You guys are really excited, big sister and little sister.
Oh, my goodness.
Conversation. How are you, Allie? Hi,
I'm
Renee.
Fine.
Hi.
Guys, before you say anything, I have to tell people who this gentleman is, because talk about a blast from the past. This gentleman has been a part of our journey since, before you were 9, I would have to say. He and his family lived next door to us when we were growing up in New York, and his mom and my dad actually went to high school together. So when I tell you we go back like 4 flat tires, we, you know, down. Oh, man, how are you?
I'm doing well. I'm doing well. Just really excited to hear the conversation tonight. I've taken many trips back down memory lane. excited for the journey that God has placed on you. Excited really to hear how God has really transformed Renee and used her mightily and wonderfully in her son's life and in her family's life with her grandfather. People who have impacted my life in many different ways. There's countless stories. was such an awesome opportunity to celebrate your 50th birthday.
Yeah.
And it was kind of weird because it's, you know, we're all here 50, and, you know, you mentioned fabulous, and, you know, the conversation kept talking about grateful. And when I hear that, I just keep thinking about his love,
mm-hmm.
how much he loved all of us. And
yeah.
not that he loved anybody any different. He loved us so much. He gave us prized possession, his son.
Yes.
And it's such an awesome time in our lives to spend time with him and impact lives. And
yes.
listening to y'all has really, really been very, very overwhelming, to be honest, that, you know, how his grace just has brought us through many
yes.
different things. And, you know, through his love and through his grace, we've manifested into these things that he sees us, you know.
Mm-hmm. And you know what? I'm so thankful for the fact that, you know, not everybody, people come in and out of our life for a reason and a season. And when I
mm-hmm.
tell you, you've been there for so many seasons
yes.
and continue to be there and be such a positive person, and to see who you are now as a husband, as a man of God, as a father, it
yeah.
is just so overwhelming, and just it's great to have people like you, and it's for us to still be in touch like this after all these years, you know, because you meet a lot of people throughout your life, you know, 50
mm-hmm.
years and more or more is a long time, and so you half the people you meet you probably don't even remember, but just to still be have that kind of friendship and almost like family, because I consider you family, you
Amen.
Know, you my brother from another mother.
Absolutely.
Amen.
Absolutely.
Yes, and your grandma will always be my aunt, Anime.
The work you're doing is just extremely powerful, very encouraging for people who may be in a situation, maybe their own business or
mm-hmm.
being employed, and maybe that day comes. You know, it's not if.
Mm-hmm.
That day comes. I experienced that myself where they were going to lay me off. We talked about that story.
Right.
That's the encouraging thing for the callers who are listening is know that God has a plan for you.
Yeah.
And you may not see it right then and there, but he has a plan. You be encouraged. Losing a job or it is really an awesome opportunity to watch your faith and watch his love and his grace and his mercy just take you from a closed door to another open door in your life.
Right, right.
You know, he's where you're weak, I'm strong in Corinthians. So you may not know, but that's when you rest in what Christ has done on that cross, you can let the Holy Spirit flow in your life.
Yes.
And not have to worry about where the money's going to come from, where's the food going to come from, my marriage
yes.
is acting up, my kids, you know, just things look like it might be getting chaotic. Just know that
right.
you're weak, he's strong, and
Absolutely.
He's never going to leave you nor forsake you. The word is alive and well.
Absolutely,
so,
absolutely. Thank you so much for sharing, you know, with us this evening and being a part of this conversation, because it's, you know, not often that we get a chance to do this and just kind of reflect back. So I thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to be a part of this, and, you know, that you see the value and the worth, and, you know, it's all because of God's grace.
Well, yes, there is great value, because a lot of times when people hit that that time in their life where maybe their employer is going in a different direction and it doesn't include them, they don't always know what to turn to. This
mm-hmm.
this lifeline that
mm-hmm.
God has blessed you with to share with the world is an opportunity for them to come and be encouraged. And it's not just for women, it's for men too, because
right.
you can hear a great word. There are a lot of awesome, awesome word that comes through women. The Holy Spirit will use female, male, donkey, dog, whatever you have to do to move in your life. And
right.
this is a great, great avenue. And I'm just really blessed to be, you know, in your lives and Renee's life at this time, you know, being in my young 50s also. So
I know that's right. Well, thank you so much for calling in and sharing with us tonight. We do appreciate it. So thank you so much.
Be blessed. Love y'all.
Love you too.
Love you too.
All right. Now, as we're getting kind of short on time, but I wanted to first ask you to kind of share your final thoughts on celebrating life and where you're at, and if you want to, you know, share some words of wisdom before we depart.
Yes. First and foremost, thank you for allowing me to be part of your wonderful platform this evening. I really appreciate it. And I'm hoping
Absolutely. That
my words encourage some others. And like I shared earlier, life is just that, a gift. And
mm-hmm.
God gives us this gift. And He doesn't expect us to be perfect, but He wants us to use it to the best of our ability.
Right.
And when we trip and fumble, guess what? He's going to be there to pick you up.
Right.
So don't
Absolutely.
Be afraid to trip and fumble, but when you do, ask Him for help.
Right.
Because He will lead you in the right direction.
Yeah.
Don't take people for granted. Just make sure that if someone is on your mind, pick up the phone and call them.
That's right.
Don't take anything for granted. You know, and Stephen said something that kind of touched my heart. You know, and sometimes, you know, a corporation may be going a different direction. It may not include you. And I've been there. I've had that experience, and I stayed angry for years. And because I stayed so angry, I was blocking my own blessings.
Right.
So now what I've decided to do is always have a plan B and not get angry, but get even.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And there's a way to get even and still do it within His grace and glory.
Right.
And I will encourage you, Allie, to continue doing your work, because I think it's a true blessing to all of the people out here listening to you. And I know that your word is going to reach so many more people, because like you said, you know, it was a stigma before to be laid off. Nobody wanted to talk about it.
Right.
You walked around with this umbrella over your head with a dark cloud. Well, there's no reason for anyone to do that anymore, because there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And I appreciate you for taking us on this journey.
Thank you so much. You know, this has been very special. Thank you first and foremost for the sacrifice that you made in coming to Atlanta this past May to, you know, help me celebrate, because it made all the difference and it was a wonderful trip. So thank you for that, and thank you for your example that you set for me as my big sister and showing me how to be a mother and how to be a better person and, you know, taking responsibility in my life. So thank you for that. I do appreciate you. And I may not always say it, but I do. And I love you very much. And so
love
thank
you.
As you know, I'm always accustomed to doing, I want to take a moment to kind of relate our show to Scripture, because it all begins and ends with God's Word. And I was actually given a devotional for my birthday by our guest caller, Stephen, and it was a beautiful gift. It was a devotional that was actually written by Joseph Prince. And it's funny because I didn't know this at the time, but Joseph Prince actually shares the same birthday as me, so it made it even more special. But I wanted to share the scripture that is actually the word on my birthday, which was May 15th, because I thought it was relevant to tonight's show. And the scripture is taken from Matthew 8:13, and it says, "And Jesus said unto the centurion, Go thy way, and as thou hast believed, so be it done unto thee. And his servant was healed, and in the selfsame hour." Now, this scripture relates so much to the journey that I have been on because, you know, as I've shared, it started with God speaking peace into me and then his promise for provision into my life when I first got laid off. And I believed his promise then, and I still believe it now. I didn't have to see physical evidence or, you know, as proof or have proof that God had made me this promise. You know, he spoke the vision into me that he wanted me to create a blog entitled it There Is Life After Layoff. I had no idea that it would succeed or not, but I believe God, because he gave it to me, that he would see fit to make it successful for, you know, to help other people. I stood on his promise. and I continue to stand on it today. And so, you know, God wants us to know that when you believe him, you will see your miracle. What you believe him for, you will receive. So don't always believe what the world will have you to believe, that unless you can see it or feel it, that you don't have to believe it. But instead, God says if you will believe, you will feel it, and indeed you will believe it, you will see it. So God, you know, just like the air you breathe, you don't know it's there, you don't see it, but you, when you draw your next breath, you know it's going to be there. Or you hope, you better hope that it's there, but you know that that air is going to be there for you to breathe. So that's just like with God. Know that his promise is there. And he, if he makes that promise to you, stand on it, because that's as good as taking that to the bank. I'd rather stand on God's promise any day than anything that the world would have me to believe. So I hope that tonight's show was enough for you to just really take a moment to stop and reflect and think about how important life is and how we have to celebrate our lives each and every morning when we open our eyes, because you didn't have to, God didn't have to give you the grace to do that. Make the conscious choice every day to be happy and not hold other people hostage to your emotions and hold them responsible for making you happy. You choose to be happy. So on behalf of There Is Life After Layoff, the entire radio team, we sincerely say thank you to each and every one of you for joining us on this journey. And we do not take it for granted that you have chosen to spend this time with us. And next week, Mel D and I will be joined by occupational therapist Tyree Blake and Randall Watkins, who are the creators of Sittercise, which is a program focused on providing in-home care for seniors. So please plan to join us on June 16th to learn more about that. And so until next time, on behalf of Mel D and myself and the entire There's Life After Layoff radio team, we say thank you for joining us, and we continue to urge you to be encouraged. And yes, although it may be hard to walk away from something, especially when you don't know what you're walking towards, just know that when God is in it, all things are possible and new. Continue to join us on this journey and take a leap of faith past the fear in your life. Know that the bigger the obstacle, the bigger the blessing. But most of all, remember, there is life after layoff. Thank you and good night.
Failure is not final. Your life is not through. God can use you too. If you didn't know the pain of life, wouldn't know the joy of life and how God always brings you through. No need for complaining, just look at this, it's just training to be ready, what God has for you. Tell yourself, no,
I'm not giving
in you, Lord, I have my faith in. Even when it seems, that's when you lose, that's when your breakthrough will begin.
Yes,
yeah.
Known has come from you.